Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Baker. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Egan and he is out, Richard applying the tag. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Uhlander moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhlander scores. Chambliss moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Nettles moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Lowenstein applying the tag. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Fossey moves to second. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to second. 2 outs. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reichardt moves to third. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olander moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olander scores. Pinson moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Terry Forster now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Chambliss moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Foster pinch hits for Frank Baker. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Steve Keeley now pitching. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a line drive towards third. Hunts catches it and throws to first to double up Nettles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Foster now playing right field. Kurt Bebakwa now playing second base. Alan Foster now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Lee Richard. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to third. Johnstone moves to second. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Reichardt now playing first base. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. Rich Hinton now pitching. Mike Andrews now playing second base. Rich Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first, with Hinton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reichardt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-3 in the game. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chambliss bunts in front of the plate. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. Pinson moves to second. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster, who is chasing the ball. Hunts reaches third base with a triple. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunts scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hairmon pinch hits for Rich Hinton. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.